So what's it really all about, that awkward discussion in the Clinton-Trump debate about a beauty pageant winner who gained weight and had to endure being called Miss Piggy by Donald Trump? The exchange on Monday and the fallout all week long, where Donald Trump defended his statements as reasonable, and the analysis by pundits that this was a clever trap set by the Clinton campaign, misses a much larger point. We casually mentioned that it's felt like open season on the fraud-accused Wells Fargo Bank recently. Well, people who are overweight or obese would say it's always open season on them. Research shows strongly held stereotypes that people with obesity are considered to be lazy, unsuccessful, and unintelligent. That bias even continues in the healthcare industry, which makes billions of dollars trying to treat people with the condition of obesity. A study in Houston showed doctors viewed patients with obesity as more annoying and a bigger waste of time than patients without the condition. As a result, patients are often misdiagnosed, with health issues being wrongly attributed to their obesity. Patty Neese serves on the Obesity Action Coalition's Weight Bias Committee, and Dr. Catherine Saunders is an obesity expert at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian.
So I think there's a common misperception that obesity has to do with willpower, when in fact obesity is classified as a disease. So I think having that understanding when treating patients with obesity is extremely important.
So what do you do to educate doctors? I mean, how did doctors approach this medical condition? I mean, did they just learn about the biology of obesity and bring their biases straight into the examination room?
That's a wonderful question, and that's something that at our center, the Comprehensive Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medicine, we are striving to work on. When I went to medical school, I really learned very little about obesity, but obesity medicine is one of the fastest growing specialties.
So, Patty, your experience with physicians really indicates directly how this can be painful and really affect the way in which healthcare professionals deal with you. What's your experience?
Bias in the medical community and in medical settings can occur in various ways. It can be very subtle, things like not having appropriate equipment, such as a large enough blood pressure cuff to get an accurate reading on a patient, or even the chairs in the waiting room. But it can also be very overt and direct. I saw an orthopedist because I was having severe hip pain, and x-rays of my hips had not disclosed an obvious answer. He walked into the room, and I started telling him my symptoms, and he said, "Let me cut to the chase. You need to lose weight." Well, at that point in time, I'd had the very good fortune of working with a wonderful obesity medical specialist, and I had lost about 70 pounds. And I said to the orthopedist, "I'm surprised this is happening now because I have lost about 70 pounds. And his response, without batting an eye, was, "You need to lose more weight. Have you considered weight loss surgery?" By the end of his rant, I was in tears because I was humiliated and ashamed. And he said, "Look, you're even crying because of the pain and because of your weight." That's not why I was crying. I was crying because of the way he had treated me. And I lived through the pain for several more months and finally found another orthopedist who correctly diagnosed me as having severe progressive scoliosis in my back. I have a 60-degree curve in my spine. And that was what was actually causing my hip pain.
Does this raise the issue, Dr. Saunders, that doctors have a difficult time separating behavioral issues from medical issues, say, for example, with addiction? It would be difficult to treat someone with addiction if they come in and you go, "Well, why don't you stop using heroin, you big dummy?" I mean, that's just not going to be helpful.
Yes, I think that's a big part of the problem. I think also a lot of doctors just jump to the assertion that patients need to lose weight without even asking, especially in Patty's condition. Her story really exemplifies this, what a patient has already done. It's very easy to just look at somebody and say, "Oh, your obesity is causing this and you need to lose weight," without really delving into what's going on.
And that's really what this is all about, Patty, empathy. When Donald Trump uses that behavior in talking about a beauty pageant winner, Ms. Machado, he's basically using language that is tolerated in America for people
right.
with obesity. But he's not showing any empathy, and that's really the problem.
Right, and that's a big problem. And, you know, weight bias in our society is ubiquitous. You can't watch a sitcom without seeing it. And I think it's so ingrained that people don't even recognize it when it's smacking them in the face. When you're told your entire life by the medical community, by the media, that you're not good enough or it's all your fault, that you've made a choice to have obesity, you know, you start taking that on board. And we need to stop because it's just not true. We've had decades of advice to exercise more and eat less, and look where we're at.
Dr. Saunders, this whole issue with Donald Trump has been about an individual who doesn't seem to be in control of his biases regarding Arabs, regarding immigrants, and now regarding obesity. They're all part of the same thing here, it seems. And how difficult is this to get changed, whether we're talking about doctors or just society in general?
That's a great question. I think that what's required is quite a bit more education. So educating doctors on understanding that obesity is, in fact, a disease and that it is very complicated. And as Patty said, the answer is not eat less and exercise more. If that were the answer, we wouldn't be in the middle of an obesity epidemic. And also educating patients, I think, is very important for patients to understand that it's not right for them to be discriminated against and they deserve better care.
Dr. Catherine Saunders is an obesity expert at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Patty Neese is an attorney and serves on the Obesity Action Coalition's Weight Bias Committee. Thanks so much, Patty.
Thank you.